Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an educational consultant located in North Idaho. And today we're talking about saving teens and a fundraising dinner that's coming up to raise some money for scholarships. And I have here the founder and the executive director of Saving Teens. It's the full name is Saving Teens in Crisis Collaborative. And it's John Rubin. Welcome, John. Good to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me on, Lon.
Okay, and it is January 12th. 2015 we're talking. And John, could you tell me this dinner that's coming up, this fundraising dinner, could you give me a little brief what's that for and what it's going to consist of?
Well, it's a fundraising dinner. Every year we have an event at the NATSAP convention, which is the National Association for Therapeutic Schools and Programs, and they kindly let us take their audience for a little bit of time to raise some money to help some kids. All of our fundraising events are towards the, you know, funding of scholarships for needy families that need treatment for either emotional issues, substance abuse, or both.
Okay, and I might add that NETSAP is a professional organization, professionals that work with these type of kids, and is focused towards that. Could you talk a little bit about Saving Teens? It's been, what, 5 years, or has it been longer?
It's been 10 years now.
10 years. How time flies.
Yeah.
As a disclosure, I should mention I'm on the board, and so I'm fairly familiar with it.
Yeah, you should remember you helped me develop the methodology 10 years ago.
Well, it's always flattering when somebody asks my opinion. So tell about Saving Teens, what the purpose is, and what you're trying to do.
So it's really a very simple purpose, Lon. The idea in my mind was always to make needy families wealthy families. You know, there's a lot of great alternatives out there for families that have troubled teenagers, but you know, the cost is just enormous, and really only the very wealthy families can afford it. And while I had my kids in treatment, I just realized that and thought it was unfair, and you know, set out to create an organization that would help families that, you know, had the will and the love for their kids, but not necessarily the financial resources to have the same type of treatment that a more wealthy family would have.
So in a sense, financially, as best you can, you're trying to level the playing field.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, what are the statistics? How many kids have you been able to help now? I'll get to a little more detail. About how many have you been able to whose lives have you been able to touch?
I would say probably, I don't have an exact count, but it's over 15, somewhere between 15 and 20 families over the life of the organization. But over the last couple of years, we've been averaging four or five families a year. So the last few years, we've really started to mature and get a lot more, you know, funding and success. We just had this Bratter fund contribute, you know, over $500,000 to the organization. So, you know, as we get larger and we, you know, raise our credibility, we get more donations. And we also have, you know, we've been building relationships with the programs, and the programs are extremely generous in giving us, you know, really great scholarships. So, you know, it ends up being a three-legged school. The parents put in what they can, we contribute what we can, and the schools offer, you know, a great scholarship, and, you know, we piece it together.
Okay, so it comes from several things. So the basic idea is you have a kid, parents can't afford to send them to a therapeutic boarding school or a wilderness therapy, and but the kid needs it, and the parents are fully supportive of it, so Saving Teens steps in and makes it happen.
Exactly.
Okay, well, you say the last three or four years, or a couple of years, the things have increased in numbers. So what do you project in the next 5 years? What's your five-year plan or hopes?
Yeah, I would say that plan and hopes are not necessarily always the same thing, as you know. Mm-hmm. But my goal has always been to get to a point where we're funding at least, you know, between 10 and 15 kids a year, minimum. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that we can be there in two or three years. I think that we're starting to, nonprofits, I think, are very different than traditional businesses because it's all human capital. You don't go out and borrow money and start building a business, or you don't seek venture funding. You know, you seek people that are passionate and are willing to give of their time, and you try and, transpose that time and passion into money. And it takes a while to do it. And as you know, just the methodology of how do you pick a family, how do you determine which family gets the help, is in itself a large task. And I think that we're learning every day how little we know about how to do this. But I think we're getting better. And the other thing is that particularly over the last few years, we've been able to attract some really great people that really have a lot of experience in this business, like yourself. But, you know, people that are willing to give an enormous amount of time. And, great example is our treasurer. He ran the nonprofit practice for KPMG for many years, and now he's our treasurer. Mm-hmm. So, and people like that can, help guide the organization in the right direction because they know what a large nonprofit feels like. I don't have that experience. I just, had a couple of kids that I loved very much, and I saw them go through a lot of troubles, and I felt very fortunate that they could have the treatment that they did. So I just, ran hell-bent in a direction to help other kids.
Well, you've been the driving force that's brought this all together on that. We're about to run out of time, but could you tell if somebody's interested, if they want to contribute, how they could contribute, if they want to ask questions, how they could ask questions, or if they have a child and they need some financial help to explore if the Saving Teens might be able to help them. Could you explain a little bit of that as to wrap up?
Absolutely. For all of those things, the best place to go is our website, because there's information for families that are in need. There's a way to donate. There's a way to volunteer. And we've tried to lay it out in a very simple way so that people can find what they need very easily. So it's not an extremely complex or grandiose site, but we feel that it gives everybody the information that they need. And that we're always available, and we're always ready to talk to families or people that want to help families.
Okay, so if you have any interest in this or want to find out some more, you check with the website, thesavingteens.org, and ask Carrie or some of the other persons, or John, if you can get him. He's a very busy man, as I've been finding out today.
Never too busy, though, to talk to you or particularly a family or anyone that's interested in this subject. I mean, it's a passion, and we've got a whole board of people, and I'm proud to say that most of the board members are like you, Lon. They've been with us for the entire 10 years.
Yes,
and really proud of that.
Yeah, and we're all enthusiastic, and it's been good to see it going.
Okay, we're still going. It's incredible.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, we ran out of time. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and we've been talking with John Rubin. He's the founder of Saving Teens, a fundraising organization to help kids with troubled teens and families that need some financial help. Thank you very much, John. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Lon. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.